The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
Good morning. A little bit different coming to y'all with an empty auditorium this morning. Because of COVID, we've had to shut down for a couple of weeks, and we miss being able to meet together as a church family. But I wanted to bring a few thoughts to you this morning from 1 Peter chapter number 3. And we're recording this a couple of days early, so this is actually the first day of the year. And as we come into a new year, as we come into 2021, I've seen a lot of posts, people talking about on social media and then just in conversation in town, people talking about, well, is this going to be a good year? Or is it going to be more like last year? Because a lot of issues with 2020, and we come into 2021 kind of excited, but also a little bit cautious as to what we're to expect. And this morning, I wanted to just encourage us with how we can have a good year, how we can have good days in 2021. When I say to have a good day in 2021, that doesn't mean that 2021 isn't going to still have COVID and all of those other things that made 2020 difficult, but we can go to the Word of God and we can know how we can have a good day even in the midst of all of the circumstances and the things that are going on in our culture, in our world, in our country. And so 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 10 is where I want us to begin reading this morning. It says, "For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." This morning, as we look at these verses, as we look at the instruction here, as it talks about having good days and a desire to love life, it's important for us to realize that our own words, our own actions can oftentimes keep us from having a good day. It says, let him keep his tongue from evil. Many times our tongue, the words that we use, the things that we say, even the thoughts that we say just to ourselves in our own mind, it's often negative or critical and can often keep us from enjoying the day that God has given us. It can cause us to become overly concerned with things that really aren't all that important. He says to keep the tongue from evil and then also and his lips from speaking deceit. Deceit here talking about gossip specifically, and how easy it is for us in our day to talk about people and to talk about things that we don't even have all the facts on, and to take all of our time and thought and energy and focus on those things which only cause negative thoughts, only cause problems. It keeps us from having a good day. It keeps us from having a positive day. And so we're to keep our tongue from evil. We're to keep our lips from speaking deceit. And then also he says that we're to turn away from evil. If we're going to have good days this year, if we're going to have a good day today on this first day of the year, then we have to turn from evil. This morning, I don't want to take time to go through and say, well, what's evil? You know, what's the list of things that we need to turn from? Church, if you're hearing this morning, if you're a believer in Christ, then the Holy Spirit has already told you what those evil things are in your life. The Holy Spirit, even now, is convicting you of those evil things that God would have you turn away from. Anything that doesn't please God, I would say, is that evil that we should turn from. And so if we're going to have a good day, we have to turn from evil. We have to turn from those things that cause us to go our own path, go our own way, away from God. And if we're going to have a good day, then we must do good. To turn from evil and do good. If we look at this year ahead of us and we say, you know, well, I don't see a lot of good things to talk about. You say don't talk about all those negative things. Don't do all that gossiping, you know, all of that negative. And then you say, well, I don't see a lot of good things to talk about. Well, church, let me challenge us that we would do good so that there's good things to talk about in this new year. Turn from evil and do good. That good, I don't know what that looks like in your life. Maybe it's at work, you know, finding a way that you can have an encouraging word to give to someone else, doing good that way. Maybe as a church, it's seeing needs in our community and saying, hey, those are needs that God has given us the ability to meet. So why don't we do good and show the love of Christ in those areas? We're to control our tongue. We're to turn from evil. We're to do good. And then it says, verse 11 there, to seek peace. Let him seek peace. It doesn't mean that we're always going to, you know, have peace. It doesn't mean that we're never going to have difficult situations or circumstances, but we should always seek peace. To seek peace, it might mean that we have to go and make right, you know, relationships with people that, you know, have wronged us or we have wronged. Things that happened maybe last year that did not bring honor to God, and we have the opportunity to go and seek peace and to mend those relationships. It says, let him seek peace and pursue it. And so, here in Peter, we see just a really quick recipe for how to have a good day. And this next year is made up of 365 days, just like the last one. And so, this year, let's have good days. Let's take one day at a time, but let's follow these instructions, the things that we can control, the things that we have the ability to influence in our day-to-day lives, and have good days, and let's love life as it talks about there in verse number 10. Whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Verse 12 continues, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. This morning, my challenge for us as a church, my challenge for us as we begin this new year, is that our focus would be upon Christ, that we recognize that he is the one that is the authority. He's the head of the church. His eyes are upon us. His eyes are upon the things that we say, the things that we do, the choices that we make. And let's make choices that would bring honor and glory to him, that he would be glorified through the things that we do, the things that we say. And not just so that God would look down and say, good job. You know, it's not that we're just doing it in order for him to not be angry with us. But God wants us to do these things because he knows also that it will give us good days. It will give us a good year. It will bring us happiness in this life. We've got enough things to bring us down. We've got enough things to beat us up. These things, God tells us, will bring us good days if we'll be obedient to him. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you and we thank you for today. We thank you for this time that we can study your word, that we can read these verses, these truths that you have given us. And Father, they were relevant when it was written back in the first century. But Father, even today as we begin a new year, 2021, Father, it's still just as true in our lives. It's just as relevant today. And Father, we need you in this year if we're going to have good days. And I thank you for your promises that you've made. I thank you, Father, for your word that we can cling to. I ask that you would be with us as a church, Father. Be with us as we go into a new year of uncertainty, Father, with still sickness and COVID and all of these other things. Father, I just ask for your blessing, and Father, for you to just guide each life, each individual, Father, in this new year. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.